So Buddy Dean broke the twist for you?
What happened? Buddy Dean, we was at the Royal Theater there in Baltimore for 10 days, doing the twist. When the kids caught on to it there, they took it to the Buddy Dean show. Buddy Dean saw his kids dancing and they wasn't touching. This is what blew his mind, you know. So he called Dick Clark. He said, "Dick, I ain't bowing the midnight. I got a record I call The Twist, and the kids going crazy over it. So they're not even touching. That dance is not even touching." And Dick Clark said, "Well, I don't want to hear it because I know it's another one of those dirty records, you know. Another one of those dirty Hank Ballard Midnight records." But Buddy Dean convinced him that it was a clean record. The lyrics were clean. It had a good rock and roll groove. The studio auditioned about 15, 20 guys, man. And Chevy Checker was the only one that came close to my voice. He did a clone. But they did a darn good clone, though. I was grateful for that, though. I was grateful that if Chubby Chuck had never cut the twist, and if Dick Clark is the one who really made the twist a big record, because of his show was so hot, man. You could recorder, you could do that on a record and been a hit overnight, you know. I could cough on a record and been a hit, because he was so powerful.
So you didn't mind that Chubby Checker had to hit with it instead of you?
That was the way it was supposed to happen. My company didn't like it. Dick Clark was playing my finger popping time 3 times a day to keep playing my version of Twist. He made finger popping time big for me. He also made Twist big for Chubby Checker. Anybody could have sung a Twist and had a big hit with it, with Dick Clark playing it. Could have been anybody. He didn't have to sound like me. But boy, he did a clone. That was such a perfect clone, I would say. Because when I first heard it, I thought it was me. That's how clone it was. I thought I was getting pop flay. And this jacket said, "Chevy Checker." But I've never been bitter. Seemed like I should have been. Everybody think I'm crazy because I'm not bitter. And now, there's no room inside of me for bitterness. You know? I love feeling good inside and positive. You know, I have such a positive attitude about life.
Love 24 hours a day?
No, that was a cover I made. The original version of 24 hours a day was by some guy in Nashville, Tennessee. Was on a small label called Excello label. But I was driving through Birmingham, Alabama one morning, en route to Atlanta. And I heard this record come over the radio, man. I said, "God, what a groove." Well, you know what? There were 5 versions out they covered him. Nobody could beat him out with that groove he had because it was recorded on a little bullshit tape recorder in a basement somewhere, and it's hard to duplicate those sounds. Like Earth Angel was cut like that.
Yeah,
you were so fine, Barry Fathom was cut in the garage. You cannot duplicate those sounds, man. Earth Angel have never been duplicated, that sound they have on that record, man. But I heard this 24 hours a day, boy, and I just went crazy. I said, "I gotta go into Cincinnati and cut this one in a hurry, because I know they can't get it out on a smaller label, you know." We couldn't get that groove. Yeah.